With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Today, the U.S. House is preparing to debate and vote upon a continuing resolution to fund the government for the remainder of this federal fiscal year. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the bill has no frills.
This clean CR contains no poison pill riders, no policy riders there at all, no cuts to Medicare, Medicaid, or Social Security, zero. No cuts to veterans benefits, zero. In fact, as was noted, we plus up the accounts for veterans.
The proposal, which was unveiled Saturday by the House Republican majority, largely funds the federal budget at current levels, avoiding a potential partial government shutdown on Friday night. Also at SRNNews.com, talks between senior officials from Ukraine and the United States on how to end Kyiv's three-year war with Russia have opened in Saudi Arabia. The delegations met for about 3 hours in the morning before taking a break, and talks would continue in the afternoon. The Trump administration's purge of foreign aid programs appears complete, with more than 80% eliminated.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the administration's review of foreign aid is officially ending, with some 5,200 of the U.S. Agency for International Development's 6,200 programs eliminated. In a post on X, he says those programs did not serve and in some cases even harmed the core national interests of the United States. The surviving programs are now being moved to the State Department.
Correspondent Ben Thomas also says that a federal judge has ruled against nonprofit groups and businesses that wanted their aid restored. However, the ruling said that the administration was obliged to pay groups who had already completed their work. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed, the Dow dropping 347 points, but the NASDAQ composite up 52. This is SRN News. A Christian homeless ministry gets a big check.
California's Orange County Rescue Mission is the recipient of a $200,000 donation from Chick-fil-A, the popular fast food chain. Ministry President Brian Crane tells the Christian Post that he is grateful, adding that, quote, "We are 100% privately funded and therefore completely rely on the generosity of private foundations, individual donors, and churches." Orange County Rescue Mission was formed in 1963 and provides both shelter and the gospel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Franklin Graham's Encountering God tour has taken the evangelist to Ethiopia. Graham held that event over the weekend in the capital city of Addis Ababa. He delivered a message of hope and worship, and it was led by local and international artists. Saturday's event drew 320,000 people to Meskel Square. In June, Graham will return to London, England for the fourth consecutive year. This is SRN News. Those opposed to Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's far-left policies will see more of the same with his replacement.
The governing Liberal Party selected Mark Carney as the new Prime Minister on Sunday. Carney is a longtime advisor to Trudeau on everything from the extreme coronavirus lockdowns in Canada to the country's economic issues. But now he is presenting himself as an outsider who can take the Liberal Party in a new direction. Carney publicly branded the Canadian Freedom Convoy uprising against the draconian COVID measures as representing sedition against the government. Carney has also been at the forefront of the international green agenda. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Police in the Dominican Republic say the FBI joining the search for a 20-year-old University of Pittsburgh student, Sadiksha Kananke, who went missing nearly a week ago while on a spring break in the tourist town of Punta Cana. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.